Gather round, gals. It's story time. Hello and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, helping you drop the wine and pick up happy, conscious living. I'm Becca Jacobson, and I'm so glad you're here because it's story time. Today I'm going to tell you a story, and it has a moral. Don't you just love stories? Well, of course you do. I bet you go to the movies all the time. This is the story of Sarisha. She was an amazing woman, but she learned a really important lesson by having an amazing adventure. So let's talk about Sarisha. What she wanted to do was cross a great mountain. She wanted to climb up and over a great mountain in her area. She packed her bag with tools, a map, and food. But every time she reached the base of that mountain, she grew afraid. What if I slip? What if I fail? Maybe I'm not strong enough. And so she would turn back, still dreaming of the view from the top, but never seeing it. One day, one of her many visits to the base of the mountain, she met an old guide who listened patiently to her problem. The guide said, "Sarisha, tools will help you, maps will guide you, but what carries you up the mountain is not strength of body, but strength of identity. You must decide, are you a wanderer who dreams or a climber who climbs?" Sarisha thought long and hard. The next morning she rose, not saying, "I will try to climb," but instead, "I am a climber." Something shifted. Each step was no longer a question. When the path grew steep, she did not debate turning back, because climbers climb. When storms came, she found shelter and waited, because climbers endure. When she grew tired, she took one more step, because climbers keep moving. At last, she reached the top, and the view was as magnificent as she had imagined. But the greatest gift was not the summit itself. It was knowing that by choosing her identity, she had chosen her path. Gals, I've mentioned this before, but only briefly, and I want us to talk about it. Who we think we are will define what our lives. And I know that's like, well, duh, Becca, like, yeah, kind of knew that. But let's just look at this a little more carefully here. If you don't believe you can quit drinking, then you cannot quit drinking. It just won't happen. We have to have the identity of a woman who walks through the world confident, happy, self-assured, and never worrying about having a drink. Now, this woman doesn't exist yet. How do we become this identity without feeling like a fraud? So that's the question we have today. Do I just say, I don't drink? I'm a non-drinker. Is that what I do? Do I just decide one day that I don't drink? And even if it feels a bit like a dress that I bought in high school and I'm trying to squeeze into, doesn't quite fit right, right? Is this what a new identity is like, a piece of clothing that we outgrew? Well, a little bit. It's a little bit uncomfortable. And we feel like not only does it not quite fit right, but we feel like everybody notices. Everybody's like, oh, look, she's wearing an identity that isn't really hers. We think people notice. Of course, they don't. It's like when you go and buy a new pair of shoes and you're so thrilled and you love them and you keep looking down at your new shoes and you're walking along and at work or somewhere and you realize nobody else realizes you have new shoes. To them, they're just a pair of shoes. But to you, they're new and they feel different and they haven't been worn in yet. Well, this is what our new identity feels like at first. And no, I don't believe it's lying to yourself or being a fraud in any sense of the imagination. You know what it is? It's going to the end and staying there. It's living from the end. It's deciding where you want to go and then being very clear about it and then coming back and living today from that perspective. Have you ever heard anyone say that to you? Start from the end or go to the end and stay there? It's a very powerful way to accomplish our goals. We don't need to wait until the day comes where we get to actually say, no thanks, I don't drink. The minute you put down that bottle and decide you're not picking it up again, you don't drink. So it's just like Sarisha saying, I'm not going to try to climb. I'm a climber. And there is no lie in that, because in the moment that you say it, you're not drinking. If it does, for some reason, it's such an uncomfortable fit. It's like literally like trying to wear clothes from when you were 3 years old, and there's just no way you're going to be able to wear that identity. Then you can lighten it up a bit. What about, I am a woman moving towards being alcohol free, or whatever language works for you. What about, I am resilient and strong, and maybe you don't need to even mention alcohol, but you can adopt an attitude, or sorry, you can adapt an identity of a strong, resilient woman. But when we begin this journey, we don't just vaguely say, well, I just kind of hoping this works, you know, I'm just here and I failed a lot in the past and it didn't work and I wasn't able to quit for good and would hate to be disappointed again. So let me just gently say, well, we'll see what happens. I disagree with that. I think it's really important to think more clearly about the person that you want to become, even if you don't know who she is, in the sense of you've never actually lived her. But you have an imagination, don't you? You can write her out from in every, the tiniest of detail. This is what she's like. This is how she reacts to stress. This is how she deals with how she copes instead of, because she doesn't drink. So how does she cope? This is how she looks after her body. This is how she feels. These are her main emotions. Really write down that identity. Make it a full three-dimensional character, as though you're writing a movie script. Get into her head, get into her body, feel what she feels like, think what she thinks like, breathe like her, put that whole identity in your journal. And then the day you decide to quit drinking, if that day's not today, become her that day. Look, this is who I am. I'm her. Go to the end and stay there. Go to the end, put yourself into her, imagine yourself right into being her, and then come back to today and live. Ask yourself, what would she do in this moment, when a moment arises and you're not sure what to say or do next? Ask yourself, what would my new identity do? What would she do? How would she approach this? You can even give her a name if you like, or just add a descriptor on the front of your own name, an adjective. I'm talking about the importance of identity, gals, and how if we aren't willing to step into the shoes of the new person we want to be, we'll never be her. We don't just wait and hope for the best and say to ourselves, well, I won't drink today and hopefully I'll grow and become, you know, better. I hope. I mean, I should, right? Don't they say that when you quit drinking, you'll get better, things will get better and I'll feel better? Well, so I'll just hope that I feel better. No, let's be clear about this. Who are you? Who do you want to become? And be detailed about it. And if you'd like some help with that, because it's not easy, especially to stay there, your timing is really, really good. Today is day 3 of our 7-day September sobriety sprint. It is not too late to join us. And guess what we're working on, gals? Identity. On Monday, we looked at triggers and how to tone the nervous system, because the nervous system is what's going to help us with triggers. And the gals are working through that. Yesterday, I introduced identity. And today, I'm on the 2nd day of identity because it's a very deep subject. Well, I'm going live for day 3 at 5 p.m. Eastern today. That's right, September 3rd. If you're not with us, it is definitely not too late. All you have to do is go to the show notes, tap the link, let me know you're coming. I'll send you all the info to get in, including the replays from the last 2 days. You can catch up in under an hour because we're only doing about 10 minutes a day. This is not a huge commitment, maybe half an hour all told with the time you'll invest doing your homework. So definitely worthwhile. You could start your identity today with me. Wouldn't that be fun? Let me know you're coming. I'll send you all the goodies. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.